Hi, I'm Janie Gould. It's time for another edition of Flora Days. Think of old-time Florida souvenirs, and maybe you'll remember a painted coconut. Or how about an ashtray in the shape of the Sunshine State? But there were some keepsakes that were alive. Paul Hunter of Jensen Beach grew up on his grandparents' farm in Lake Worth. He milked the cows, hunted rabbits, and went to school barefoot until he was 12. His granddad was known as Palm Beach County's Strawberry King. The fruit was prized by tourists and locals alike. Paul had something to offer the winter visitors, too. Live baby alligators from the nearby drainage canal.
I would go out at night with a flashlight, and when I would find a little baby alligator, I'd catch him and bring him home. And it was at the right time of the late tourist season where there were tourists that were interested in buying them.
Alligators were hatching when?
I think they start hatching in about February, March, in that time period, April. They would make their nest during the late winter, and then they would hatch in about 2 or 3 weeks. Then there were little alligators around.
How big were they when they came out of the shells?
Oh, 9 to 10 inches long.
Did you know where the nests were? Did you keep an eye on the nests?
No, I never saw a nest. I didn't know where they were until I saw the little alligators in the water, swimming around, in the shallow water where I could go in and get them.
Did a mother alligator ever try to intervene?
I don't know. From what I understand now, they're very protective. Why I didn't get caught, I don't know. I never was charged by one that I know of.
You would have known.
I think so.
How did you catch the little baby alligators without getting scratched?
You sneak up on them with your flashlight and blind them and grab them by the neck and lift them out of the water. You hold on to them around the neck. They can't scratch you. They can't bite you.
And at this point, they're, what, 2 feet long or so?
No, they're a foot long or less. They're a little bitty one.
What did you do with them before you sold them?
I just kept them in a little tub at home and maybe feed them some scraps or something now and then. And some tourists would come out to the farm. They heard that I had baby alligators. They would come out and they would give me $5 for one. That was a lot of money. It was a lot of money.
Did any of the tourists ever tell you what they did with these alligators?
Nope. But I hear about alligators in the sewers in New York City.
So you made $5 per alligator.
That was more money than I could make for anything else in 2 or 3 months. And I usually give part of it to my mother. That was part of our income. That was good living. Here I'm a 12, 14-year-old. I'd take my shotgun, my fishing pole, get in my boat and paddle down a canal and be gone for a couple of days. This is the way I lived.
Come back with what? Rabbits? Maybe?
Maybe not bring anything back. Just been out in the woods having a good time. We shot some big rattlesnakes on the farm.
Did you eat the meat?
Yes, it was good. My mother was one of the kind of people that anything I would bring home and clean, she would cook. And I thought I had her stumped one time. I brought back home a great big old water moccasin that I actually caught while I was fishing. And I thought, well, I got her stumped now. When she sees what I'm cleaning, she's going to tell me to throw it away. Nope. She cooked it, but I had to take the first bite, and I couldn't do it, so then we threw it away. It smelled bad. Rattlesnake smells good.
What does it taste like?
It's a white meat, and very soft, and a little bit sweet.
You remember a really big one?
Yes. We had a path through the palmettos, and one day my mother hollered for me to bring the gun, and there was a rattlesnake that was all the way across the path, and measured just over 6 feet long, and it had just swallowed a whole rabbit.
So did you have rattlesnake meat that night?
We did, but we didn't eat the rabbit.
Paul Hunter left the farm and joined the Marines during World War II. He became a pilot and also served in Korea and Vietnam. He retired as a major in 1969. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould. The sky's an ultraviolet red.